Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're here to talk about marketing, and we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs by diving into their story and learn a little bit more about what makes them tick. Today, entrepreneur resources. That's right. Today, we're talking to Becca Castro, Senior Director and Network Builder. She has more than 20 years of experience in public, private, and nonprofit sectors. She's led research and development at a Fortune 500 company. She's guided the relaunch of Launch KC to accelerate KC's tech startups. Let's bring Becca Castro into the conversation, shall we?
Talk about strategies and all the capabilities, building all your hopes, dreams, and all the possibilities. It ain't rocket surgery, but maybe it is. Come on down, we're gonna sit around. We're gonna get into your business. Get into your business.
Welcome to the show. I am here with Becca Castro. She is Senior Director and Network Builder at KC SourceLink. Becca, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's exciting to have you because this is a big week. We are definitely going to get to Global Entrepreneurship Week, but before we do that, let's put a pin in that. Okay. Before we do that, KC SourceLink, you have a ton of resources. You support entrepreneurs in all kinds of ways. Can you tell us more about KC SourceLink? Let's start there, and then we'll get into kind of signature program stuff.
Sure. So KC SourceLink, I want to also start by saying where we're housed.
Okay.
So we are part of the UMKC Innovation Center, so part of the campus. We're not seated on campus because we want to be in a place where community can access us easily. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot that goes on there that I think is unfortunately a little bit of a kept secret, right?
Oh, sure.
So there are four pillars at the UMKC Innovation Center, which KC SourceLink is one of them. But I'll just quickly highlight the other three. Mm-hmm. So one is entrepreneur education. So that's where entrepreneurs can go to receive one-on-one coaching, mentoring, and classes. And it's for all levels of entrepreneurs. So whether you're just starting or you're scaling. And then we have the Technology Venture Studio. So that is a pillar focused on tech startups. So they offer grant funding, they offer connections to investors, and then other support for that type of entrepreneur. And then the last pillar is really what KC SourceLink does, mm-hmm. is offered nationally. So we found that what we do works here, and so they go out and offer that to over 100 communities nationwide.
Oh, wow.
So what we do,
really
kind of three things. So first and foremost, our mission is to connect entrepreneurs to the resources they need to start and grow. And in the Kansas City ecosystem, we have over 230 resources, which is awesome, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many things that are offered to entrepreneurs at low or no cost. The problem is it's really hard as an entrepreneur to find all of those resources.
Right.
So that's where we step in. So we have currently six community network navigators. They're all entrepreneurs themselves, mm-hmm. and they just are passionate about helping their peers. And so they spend part of their time meeting one-on-one with entrepreneurs and just helping them create a plan of where to go for what.
Okay.
And that's a free service. And then the other two things we do are we work with all of the support organizations. So we provide professional development to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also just convene them together to talk about what's working, what's not working, who can collaborate on what program, that sort of thing. And then the last thing we do is we're really tracking the health of the ecosystem, because it takes so many different organizations and people to make it all work for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at how we're doing in terms of jobs, capital, all of those things that make a community a great place to start a business. And so we help identify the gaps and report the data.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah. And having somebody to help you understand what kind of a plan you need is so helpful, because I may not know what resources I need to look for. I may not have that bit of information to know even what to look for.
Absolutely. So and that's why we love our navigators who are entrepreneurs themselves. They've mm-hmm. been through the process. It's funny because somebody will come in and say, like, I need capital. And then it's like, well, let's dig a little deeper. And then you discover, oh, well, how about we start here?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really great service. And it's neat because some entrepreneurs come to us and we're the first person they've even told that they want to start a business. They're like, I haven't told my husband. I haven't told my family. And so it's a big deal to them. And it's something that is really close to their heart and that they're passionate about. So it's fun to be part of that.
You get to see that spark, that moment where they're ready to announce. bounce. That's amazing. That's great stuff. Is there a sweet spot? Is there like a, I'm thinking about for either size or stage of entrepreneurship where, you know, if I clearly, I haven't told anyone, I'm at the very beginning, all the way up to, is there a, you know, you're too big for us at this stage. If you have, you know, 100 employees already and you still consider yourself, you know,
serve everything from the person who's not told anyone and doesn't even know what to do first to succession planning. So companies, small businesses are looking to sell or retire. So we really do run the gamut. I would say that we are a great first step.
Okay.
Because some of the resources you go to, like, they'll be like, well, you need to get this in order before we can really help you. And so we're a great first step.
I agree. This is a good first step. The resources are so helpful to have. And speaking of, let's take the pin out of Global Entrepreneurship Week. Huge program that you put on. It is a national program too, is right. There's bigger things out there for Global Entrepreneurship Week. Do you want to give us kind of the lay of the land of the whole, how does Global Entrepreneurship Week look?
Sure. So it's a global program, not national global. Now,
I guess I misspoke there. That's true. It's right in the name. I should be able to figure this out.
Which is really exciting because that means that all across the world during the same week, communities are coming together to celebrate entrepreneurship and provide opportunities to learn and grow and connect with others. And so Kansas City is, I will brag a little bit, one of the biggest and has been recognized with the Global Entrepreneurship Congress, who kind of started this whole thing. And so that's exciting that they've looked at our model and said, hey, this is one of the highlights across the world. So it's really an opportunity for the community to come together and share what they know. So we source all of our speakers from the people in Kansas City. So we have entrepreneurs, we have entrepreneur support organizations, we have people from established businesses. This year we have someone from Zillow who's going to come speak about their AI process and how entrepreneurs could take advantage of some of the things they've done. So it really runs the gamut in terms of who presents. We bring together a committee from the ecosystem, and this year we started something new. We did a blind review. So we don't know who's, you know, put forth this topic and description, and we're just looking at the content. We have a rubric. So really we're focused on those topics that will help entrepreneurs the most in that hour amount of time. And so we had over 300 submissions and ended up with roughly 90 speakers.
Oh, sessions. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sessions. Yep. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, November 18th, 19th, and 20th, we'll have four rooms going at the same time, just conference style. And so entrepreneurs can kind of choose where they want to go. Another new thing we did this year is breakfast, lunch, and happy hour are all provided.
Oh, wow.
Which we do provide meals in the past, but the difference this year is that they're just time to network. So there's no programming happening during those times. It's just an opportunity for that peer-to-peer connection.
Every time I go to an event like that, it doesn't matter what the topic is. I end up walking away with a notebook full of other thoughts and ideas and having the ability to sit down and kind of, you know, relax a little bit and also network at the same time. Yeah. Very helpful.
Process a little bit. I do.
Process.
Yeah. I feel like as a culture, we're just like go, go, go. So those little pockets of time to process is important.
I agree completely. So you've got 90 speakers and presenting a lot of sessions. And any like fan favorite highlights of these are the kinds of sessions we want. I notice you're doing a maker fair at the same time.
There is a lot going on. And that's a really cool way to allow for especially newer small businesses to come show what they're making. We really focused on, you know, products this year versus services. And so great shopping ahead of the holidays. And there'll be about 30 makers each day. So again, like about 90 total. Let's see some other highlights. We have our second year of doing a Spanish track. So on Thursday, we have one room that's dedicated to content in Spanish. And so we grew it from four sessions last year to eight this year. So really excited to provide that. And then there was something else I was going to say.
I was hoping that if I have my new AirPods in, I can just walk into the Spanish ones and not rely on my poor Spanish to get me through.
There's
a lot of technology now, right?
My
all-inclusive Spanish is only going to take me so far in that session, but maybe with the iPods.
All-inclusive Spanish. Yes, I too will pop in there and hope to understand most of it.
That's right.
I understand. I just, you know, get nervous about speaking.
So. Yeah. Because you've done this for how many years now? This is in Kansas City. We're
2008. So we started when global entrepreneurship as a whole started.
Gotcha.
So.
And as you listen to people walk out of sessions, as you get feedback in surveys and that kind of thing, what are they finding most useful? What do they take away and go, this was a win, and here's why?
Honestly, I think a lot of it is the connections with others. I mm-hmm. think that entrepreneurship can be an isolating path, and so to connect with others who are kind of going through what you are going through is really powerful. I think also just, again, we're focusing on things that people can walk away with and implement right away. Mm-hmm. So you'll have content that's like for any type of entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So micro, tech, second stage, you know, those that are a little further along, and Main Street businesses. So we provide content for all of those areas, but then also stage. So very beginning idea phase, we have mm-hmm. some sessions that will really walk you through creating your lean canvas so that you can kind of talk about your business in a way that others can understand it. All the way to those that are, you know, raising capital, those that are looking to hire, mm-hmm. those that are building culture in their organizations because they have enough people now that they really need to think through that. So all type of content, man. But yeah, definitely focused on learning and walking away with something that they can implement.
Man, great resource in Kansas City, not only KC SourceLink, but also Global Entrepreneurship Week. If it's okay with you, I'll take you into the lightning round now. We do a thing. It's called the lightning round, and there are no rules in the lightning round, but it really is just designed to give you a little more, give us a peek into who you are and what makes you tick. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's see what happens. And I'm going to start with spy movies and just kind of say, who is that ideal, archetypical, kind of like quintessential spy in your mind?
Okay, I love spy movies, mm-hmm. spy books. The first one that comes to mind is The Americans.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I love Kerry Russell.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen The Diplomat.
Let's just imagine that I watched two episodes last night of the latest season. I would just throw that out there.
So not necessarily spy, but kind of.
Oh, that's
so
definitely
the political
spy.
Thriller. I'm yes, love that.
Definitely spy. Do you have like are you in the hilarious kind of spy movie versus the serious spy movie? Like, I'm thinking Austin Powers. I'm thinking, you know, the Kingsman, even though it's super spy movie, it's hilarious and a lot of fun. Versus the more that political intrigue like Diplomat and
I think I'm more the serious spy.
Okay. This is the lightning rod. There are no wrong answers.
The more stressful, the better.
Oh, man. Yeah. I have to have, after watching The Diplomat or The Americans, I have to have a palate cleanser before I fall asleep. Like, you know, some travel video on YouTube so that I can just...
I have my palate cleanser. Schitt's Creek.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Great choice. Let me move on to this one. Best thing about working with entrepreneurs, because entrepreneur brains are there's a lot going on there. Best thing about working with an entrepreneur.
Well, my background is adult learning, and so I have my doctorate in, like, the development of adults, especially adults who are chasing after their dreams, mm-hmm. so, and learning about themselves outside of traditional education, so, which is entrepreneurs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They are going after their dreams. They're amazing problem solvers. They're innovators. They're just exciting to be around,
agreed.
And I just love that part of my job.
Perfect. Well, and you know, if I say the best thing, I have to also throw that other side of the coin out there. What's the worst thing about working with an entrepreneur?
Okay. Yes, this is funny. So they often don't see what's right in front of them.
Oh, yeah, that blindness of here's mm-hmm. what's staring at me in the face, but I've got so many other things going on, so many other tabs open mm-hmm. that I can't see what's going on.
And that could be both positive and negative, right? Mm-hmm. On the positive side, it's like they don't see how amazing they are. They yeah. don't see how amazing their idea is. You know, we're all filled with, like, imposter syndrome and, you know, self-doubt from time to time. And so, like, sometimes I just want to be like, look at how great you are.
That's right. Take a moment.
Yes.
Which, you know, I'll say something about, like, how we work with entrepreneurs. That's our audience. We work with a lot of small business owners and growth-minded business owners. And you really do, because there are so many things going on in their world, when we go in and have a meeting, we will typically start with the, okay, now remember, here's where we were going. Let's you know, set the scene for you one more time, because, you know, they were just thinking about an HR nightmare. They were just thinking about, you know, their latest numbers that they got, and you need to kind of frame it for them and say, all right, marketing, here were the goals. Here's where we were last time. Here's where we're headed. Now let's talk. So those can be challenges in working with them, but at the same time, you know, all the positives greatly outweigh that.
Definitely.
Next question is how you celebrate a big win. And this could be like you're finished with Global Entrepreneurship Week and you are, you know, on a downturn and you're ready to relax, or it could be a personal kind of achievement. How do you celebrate that?
I love bubbles.
Is that champagne or is that a bath? I don't know. Like, it could go either way.
I do love both. That's interesting. Yes. I love champagne. It doesn't have to be champagne, but
a
good sparkling wine. And I find the older I get, the more expensive they become.
Yes. 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 And my last one, just thinking about all the times you've ever worked with an entrepreneur in the past or worked with a small business, ran one, whatever we're talking about. Do you have that small business miracle moment where something just went so perfectly well that you look back on it and you go, yep, that was it. Small business miracle happened right there.
Well, I don't know if this is exactly what you're getting at, but I've only been in this role for a little over a year, mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to rebuild the team. So you never know how that's going to go, right?
It's true.
You put out these job postings and you're like, who are we going to get? And I have to say, looking at my team now, I am filled with pride. So lucky that these amazing people wanted to do the job that they're doing, because I don't think it's any secret that the nonprofit education world does not pay well.
I've heard that. Yeah.
So, you know, I have such high caliber talent, who's so passionate about what we're doing. And so I just get to go out into the community and hear wonderful things about them and have great conversations about how to help entrepreneurs, and everybody's heart's in it. And so I feel like that is a little bit of a small business miracle, because we built an awesome team on a little budget and we get to do really fun work.
I can't think of a better answer to end on. That is spectacular. I will take you out of the lightning round, which means you can tell everybody where they can find you. Where do they go? You know, for more resources, how do they get into Global Entrepreneurship Week? Tell us all the contact stuff.
Okay, great. So I would encourage you, if you are an entrepreneur, to please reach out to one of our navigators. It's really easy. You go to kcsourcelink.com. Mm-hmm. You can look at the different navigators and their areas of expertise and book a meeting right there. And then also on that website, you can see events that you can attend to meet up with other entrepreneurs. So lots to look at on our website. For Global Entrepreneurship Week, it's gewkc.com. You can see the full schedule. There's lots of, like, evening events that are going to be fun. And then obviously the conference content during the day. And what else?
If they want to contact you specifically.
Oh, gosh. You know what I love, actually? I mean, you can find me on the website for sure, but I get a lot of people who reach out on LinkedIn and they're like, hey, I'm new to Kansas City and I'm an entrepreneur. Hey, I love supporting entrepreneurs. How can I connect? So please don't ever feel afraid to reach out on LinkedIn, because I love having those coffees, and I'm a connector at heart. So, like, I love to help people find jobs and help people connect with others. And so, yes, I can give my email address too.
Whatever you want to give away. Like, I would stay shy of, like, the home address. Don't do that. But everything else is fair game.
Yeah. So it's just Castro, Castrob, as in Becca, at umkc.edu.
That sounds good. Becca Castro, Senior Director in Network Building for KC SourceLink. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that is our show. Thanks so much to our friend, Becca Castro. And thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.
Talk about strategies and all the capabilities, building all your hopes, dreams, and all the possibilities. It ain't rocket surgery. Come on down, we're gonna sit around. We're gonna get into your business. Get into your business. Get into your business.